Last month, before social isolation changed the way campaigns operate in Wisconsin, people were going door to door trying to turn out the vote. Not only now, but for the November election. That was especially true in Milwaukee's African-American neighborhoods, where many voters stayed home in 2016. Those voters could be crucial to winning Wisconsin this year. Corrine Hess has this report.
It's a recent morning at Rise and Grind Cafe in Milwaukee's Bronzeville neighborhood. Soft rock hits from the 1980s are playing on the radio. And the coffee shop's regulars are enjoying breakfast. Corey Strong does odd jobs at the cafe. Born and raised in Milwaukee, Strong was a college history major and loves sharing odd facts about the city's first mayors and local politics. Strong was a political junkie for a long time, voting twice for President Barack Obama. Disinterest kept him from voting in 2016, but Strong says he's interested now.
I disagree with the president we got in so much that I want to see a change. So if that means voting for a Democrat or a person with ideas that's similar to mine, but not so much mine, but far left of what right is, I would do that.
Wisconsin's voter turnout in 2016 was the lowest it had been for a presidential election in nearly 20 years, and African-American wards reported some of the biggest declines. Democrats have vowed to focus on Milwaukee turnout this year, but Republicans are also making overt appeals to Wisconsin's African-American voters. In February, the Republican Party of Wisconsin opened its first field office in Bronzeville, a predominantly black neighborhood just north of downtown Milwaukee. Within 2 weeks, the office was vandalized. Just five blocks away at Rise and Grind, Strong and others question the motive of the GOP's office location.
I think that's a bad location. That's Bronzeville. That's a very... My grandparents moved up here in 1949 from Memphis, Tennessee.
Latrina Highwater is the owner of Rise and Grind. She says the fact that the GOP opened an office in this neighborhood lets her know that African Americans have power in this election.
The fact that they have it on King Drive, where I'm sure they know a lot of people are Democrats and they don't have our support, but that's a pretty bold move.
Mark Jefferson heads the Wisconsin GOP. He knows the party has done a poor job of reaching out to minorities, particularly African Americans.
I don't sit here and say we're going to necessarily win in the city of Milwaukee this time around, but if we get more votes out of that area than we have in the past, we will be making improvements that are going to be needed to win this state.
The state Democratic Party says it's been organizing in Milwaukee since after the 2016 election. And another Democratic group, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, has also been on the ground. Rick Banks is the political director for Block. He says getting people to believe their voice matters has been difficult.
People feeling like they didn't have power and that no matter who they vote for, things aren't going to change. So for us, we changed that to say, like, the power rests with us, and like, we have to fight for and hold the people accountable for the things that that we want to see.
Despite all of the efforts of both Democrats and Republicans, there are still some people who don't believe their vote matters. Cartier Scott is a black man living in Milwaukee. He says he votes in every local election, but after voting for Obama in 2008, he has not voted for president. In November 2012, Scott drove to his polling place and former elementary school, Bruce Elementary, on Milwaukee's northwest side.
Yeah, I remember sitting in there and I was like, do I really want to vote? Yeah, I want to vote, but it's like, okay, I'm going to vote. Like, does my vote really count? Like, I was kind of, you know, in that realm.
Scott says he sat in the car for about 15 minutes, and then he drove off. He's not sure if he'll vote in this election. He'll decide closer to November. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.